Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Fox News Podcasts presents the Brett Baer Podcast, Common Ground.
There are a number of senators on the Republican side that continue to want to find common ground.
We emphasize the conflict and controversy sells, and I think that's a problem because most Americans look at Washington and see something that's broken.
Why don't we look for ways that we celebrate what this country is capable of doing?
It's amazing what you can do when you get off social media and you start talking, communicating with one another, because there is common ground.
With Fox News chief political anchor, Brett Baer.
Joining us for our Common Ground segment, Illinois Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth and Alaska Republican Senator Dan Sullivan. Thank you both for being here. You know, Senator Sullivan, this is really important, this escalation that we've seen from China. How do you read it after this election?
Well, it's not surprising. And we knew that on the eve of the presidential elections, by the way, Brett, it's their eighth presidential election. And so we knew on the eve of that the Chinese were going to be very aggressive, and they have been. The setup piece shows how aggressive they've been. But it's going to continue, right? The inauguration isn't until May. And so one of the things that Senator Duckworth and I did was we worked hard on a Senate resolution, 50 bipartisan supporters of that. It passed unanimously right before the election, saying, hey, the United States is very focused and supportive of Taiwanese democracy, deterrence in the Taiwan Strait, and making sure Beijing is not aggressively trying to undermine their democracy. So having the U.S. Senate on record, all 100 senators, we think is important, but there's a lot more work to do.
Senator Duckworth, Foreign Policy Magazine wrote this after this election, saying, what is Taiwan's new president going to do about China? The so-called porcupine strategy entails Taiwanese stockpiling of arms and munitions in quantities to resist an invasion. This strategy depends, however, on the assumption that the Taiwanese people will unify to resist an invasion. Fundamental to Taiwanese expectations of their future are their views on the likelihood of U.S. support. The majority of Taiwanese we surveyed do not expect the United States to come to their defense. Thanks for being on. What do you think about that write-up, and how we as the U.S. deal with that?
Well, we need to make sure that we continue to send a very strong message that we support Taiwan democracy and that we support Taiwan. And one of the things that we're doing in the Senate, I passed a piece of legislation that Senator Sullivan voted for that I introduced with Senator Cornyn from Texas that establish a training program between our National Guard and the Taiwan military. We have to send them more resources. We have to train them, and they're accepting more and more of this training. But we can't take our foot off the gas here because the Chinese are in there every single day, all day, with their cyber attacks, with their messaging attacks, and we just can't let them have the field. We got to stand up and support Taiwan, and that's why it's really important that all the members of the Senate sign the resolution. And we passed it before the election happened.
Yeah, we heard the president say after that election, we do not support independence, Senator Duckworth. And I understand strategic ambiguity, but we have really kind of been confused about the messaging from the White House sometimes. This is the president on 60 Minutes about what happens if Taiwan's attacked.
What should Chinese President Xi know about your commitment to Taiwan?
We agree with what we signed on to a long time ago, and that there's a one China policy, that Taiwan makes their own judgments about their independence. We are not moving, we're not encouraging their being independent. We're not, that's their decision.
But would U.S. forces defend the island?
Yes, if in fact there was an unprecedented attack.
And then it was kind of walked back, Senator Duckworth. So where do you think the U.S. is? Would we defend Taiwan?
Well, what we need to do is make sure that the Taiwan people can make that own decision themselves. I certainly am very happy that we are sending warships down the straits and that we are sending them resources and helping them to be able to defend themselves so that they can make those decisions. The problem that we have right now is that the Chinese don't want the people of Taiwan to make their own decision on their own future. And that's why we have to really push back against them.
Yeah.
And I think this is where the you know, unity on both sides of the aisle on Taiwan and standing with Taiwan is critically important.
We'll continue right after this.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
You all, Senator Sullivan, work on a number of things, veterans issues. You're sitting on the Senate Armed Services Committee. But on this specific issue, you've got a bill that I guess you want to get Senator Duckworth to sign on
to. Well, this is about common ground, right? So, you know, my view on the Taiwan situation is we want to focus on deterrence. And deterrence is that porcupine strategy that's already been talked about, where we're supplying weapons to the Taiwanese and training them. That's happening right now. The ability for us, if called upon, if the president calls upon our own military to get there and, you know, help defend Taiwan. We have deployed our military for decades. Actually, my first deployment, Brett, was to the Taiwan Strait as a U.S. Marine during what's now referred to as the third Taiwan Strait crisis, the last time Chinese really threatened to invade Taiwan on the eve of the first presidential election. But the third area of deterrence is sanctions, the ability to say, hey, Xi Jinping, the Communist Party of China, if you militarily invade Taiwan, we will impose massive economic, energy, financial sanctions.
So that's what the bill says.
That's what the bill says. So
what's
I would
it called?
It's called the Stand With Taiwan Act. Congressman Gallagher is the main sponsor in the House, and we're rounding up Republicans and Democrats, and I think Senator Duckworth's pretty darn close.
Is that true, Senator Duckworth?
I'm very, very close. We're just working out the details of the language right now. I certainly support the sanctions, and I agree with Senator Sullivan that deterrence is the way to go, and massive sanctions and economic economic consequences for China, an attack on Taiwan is really one of the biggest deterrences that we can have. So
last thing, Senator
Duckworth, we're working it up.
For people who say that there's just so much partisanship up here that you just can't get anything done, what do you tell them?
Well, you know, we'd work on a lot of stuff together. Dan and I have passed quite a few pieces of legislation together. It's a little unfair to other folks because we're all military. I'm an arm, you know, I'm a soldier. I'm a retired lieutenant colonel. He outranks me, so I guess I kind of have to listen to him. He is a full-bird colonel. I'm a light colonel. Joni Ernst and I work together all the time. Todd Young, who's another Marine, and so we do find common ground. We've worked on a lot of defense stuff. We work on Taiwan stuff. But also we've worked on the well-being of our troops as well. And Dan has often been there for me. And when it comes to things like incentive pay for troops who take on extra hazardous duty, even though I make fun of him for jumping out of perfectly good aircraft. we get along great. And his wife has sent books and wonderful things to my daughter. So it's more than just a working relationship. It's a friendship. And he's got three girls. I've got two girls. And that basis of friendship allows you to work together and get to a place where you can have common ground and pass good legislation that defends our nation and establishes and keeps us as the leading democracy and the strongest power in the world. And that's what I spent my whole time in uniform defending. And so did Dan. So does Dan. He's still doing it.
We thank you both for your service and thank you for coming on Common Ground. Hope to have more of your colleagues on here.
Thanks, Brett.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.